My name's Ray Manetics.
Hi, Ray.
Okay, now it seems a bit weird, talking internet mic. Start by saying I'm really nervous, man. Mickey asked me to do this trail a couple of weeks ago, and first we had it scheduled for March, and even then I was thinking about doing it in March. I was quite nervous, and then he said something drops out, and I thought, you know what, I've got to do it, you know what I mean? There's no good reason I shouldn't do it, apart from I've got a list that I don't like talking on the mic. And fucking seems weird, mate. And I've done about 20 chairs in my head since I got asked to do it, and I know I'm not going to say what I've been saying, and it's making my nerves to settle a bit, and I went in the toilet earlier, man, and I hit my knees, and do you know what I mean? So I went for what I got in, and I ain't got a problem with that word today, do you know what I mean? I'll just talk a little bit about my using. I kind of started using when I was about 13, I think. I first used drugs, and I don't remember ever using normally. I mean, there was consequences from the word go. I don't never remember every one drink or one drug and not winning another one. Kind of about 14, I dropped out of school, and I surrounded myself with people that were drinking and using. And kind of all my mates' mums and dads used. You know what I mean? Everyone I knew used. Everyone went in the pub and everyone used. Everyone was in the flats using, and it was all, do you know what I mean? Everyone's just used. And I got worse. You know, my using got worse. And I ended up using drugs I said I'd never use, and I ended up doing things I said I'd never do. You know, and everyone who sort of come into contact with me got hurt in one way or another. You know, the last sort of 10 years, I was in two relationships in them 10 years, and I kind of remember thinking, think back to the last one, you know, I thought I loved this girl, real lot, you know what I mean, and she kept saying to me, like, if you don't get help or stop using, I'm gonna leave you in there, and I stopped for I wouldn't stop, I'd end up taking some medication, thinking I'm stopped, and I'll just start using again, and I thought, you know what, I can't even do it for her, and my mum, you know what I mean, my mum, who I know loves me very much as well, you know what I mean, and she couldn't stand to see her son destroying himself, and I said I'll stop, and I couldn't stop for her neither. Basically, I was powerless, and I didn't know, you know what I mean, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I knew I used drugs, I knew I drank, you know, I knew there was a problem, but I didn't know what an obsession was, I didn't know about the disease of addiction, so that happened, you know what I mean, my world got smaller in it, and I ended up in my flat was no gas and electric, and there was a broken window in there for like 2 years, and I was just in that fucking, I was just in a cold, lonely, dark place, and I lost the flat, and then I moved back in with my mum, and was sleeping on the sofa and all that, and it got worse still. I didn't think it could get any worse, you know what I mean, but what was going on inside me was, I was just bursting out crying all day. I was just being bitch, you know what I mean? My head was just, you know, like, what I felt. I can't even describe how I felt inside, you know what I mean? And I managed to, go to a jobbing centre when I got fired from prison, actually. It was, I first seen someone who I've seen at this meeting before, actually, come into the court I was at, and kind of had a word with me and that, and I went away, and then when I come out of prison, I went to the probation, and I see a psychiatrist, and I got lined up with a detox and a rehab. And I went into the rehab, and I'd been to a couple of meetings before, and I didn't want what anyone had in these rooms. I don't know, it seemed like so impossible for me to get it as well. Do you know what I mean? I asked strictly to not get a 12-step. Kind of rehab, you know what I mean, and I went into a concept house, and I'm well nervous, man, I can't look at anyone, mate, but and I got rehearsed. I got rehearsed when I got out of there 6 months. Like, I came back to London. My girlfriend, manager took me girlfriend, and I've changed. And I went, I'm sorted now, and it's all going to be rosy and all that. And I used the day I got out of there. Do you know what I mean? And kind of about 3 or 4 months later, I was back in the same place in that hole. Do you know what I mean? I was in tears again, in a new flat, you know what I mean? Looking at me nice new fucking four walls and there, and like, how did I get here again? Do you know what I mean? And I went back into treatment again, and I left that and I used it. And that was sort of like how it was for me, institution after institution. And then something happened, like my brother was an addict as well, and he got put on a DCT order with the courts and that, and he went into treatment, and he was away 7 months, and he came back to London, and he was having a drink and all that, and 3 weeks later, man, I got a phone call from my mum saying he's dead, and you know, he had used the drugs again, he preferred to use the EOD'd, and that kind of, you know, I can't really, you know what I mean, I can't really describe how that felt, but all I know is that now I've got to get clean now and stay clean for my mum's sake at least, you know what I mean, I've got to do it, and do you know what I mean, I can't be putting people through this, man, this is not on, do you know what I mean, and this time I agreed to do a 12-step treatment centre, third treatment centre, and I went down there, and by the time I got there again, I was sort of like 8.5 stone and fucking, you know, delirious and that. And what that enabled me to do when I was there, it, like, you know, I got some rest and I started to put weight on eating and that, and I'd done some groups. And if they were talking about the disease of addiction, I never heard it. I mean, I could, you know, they probably was, but I didn't really. I had all the stuff with my brother, and kind of like, my head was like elsewhere, and I was told to write a lot of consequences down and in my step work and that, and like that. It, you know, consequences have never kept me clean and sober, do you know what I mean? They never have, and I kind of fought alone. I was on fear and the fact that my brother's died, I thought I'd stay clean. You know, I thought, you know, I'm not going to use, but I'm going to go to meetings, and I'm going to go back to London, and I'm going to crack on with the meetings, and I stayed clean for 14 months. And I still didn't really have a clue about this illness. You know, I was driven by the obsession to use after 14 months, man, and I didn't know what was going on still. I just know that, you know, I want to use, and I didn't have any power. And I walked down the off license at 3 a.m, and I remember arguing, you know what, I just knew it was a bad idea. 14 months without anything, I just knew. And every step I got close to it, man, I was like, I didn't want to do it, and I couldn't stop doing it. I had to do it. Do you know what I mean? I just used, and 3 days later, I was back in full-blown addiction, man. And then I went to a meeting while I was using, and I met someone there who I asked to help me. And this person agreed to, like, which said to me, phone in 30 days and, you know, we'll start reading the literature and we'll start, like, talking about it and all that. And I started to find that for the first time, really, what I was up against. But, you know, I still didn't really believe it, man. You know, I've heard it said, like, you know what I mean? It's like, this illness tells you ain't got it. I don't know about that, but for me, it was like, I'm reading it and it's my story and that, and I'm thinking, you know what? There's got to be another way, do you know what I mean? There's got to be another way. It's the total abstinence now, it can't be, do you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And I used again. And this time, after using after that, that's when I really felt a sort of, you know, maybe I have got this. Maybe I have got this, do you know what I mean? Not being able to stop once I start, do you know what I mean? And having to do certain things to prevent the obsession returning and all that kind of stuff. And then I come back again, you know what I mean? And I sort of cracked on with it, do you know what I mean? I've never felt the sort of freedom from the first step I feel now. I just kind of feel that I've thrown the tail in, do you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, the freedom I've got from that as well, and doing all the other stuff in it, you know what I mean? And I kind of come to meetings regularly, and I do service, and I put this first. I put this program, my recovery, before anything in my life, do you know what I mean? I put it first, and, you know, I do service, I work the steps with a sponsor, I come to regular meetings, and I try to help other people, do you know what I mean? And that's... For me, that's sort of that's kind of how it works for me.
What?
Find it hard to speak, mate. I wanted to kind of try and talk a bit more. Nice one, Dave. His words of wisdom and what, you know what, that's what I said there is what, you know what I mean, that's what's working for me, do you know what I mean? Surrendering on a daily basis, you know, coming to meetings regularly, working the steps, and trying to help other people, trying to be a service in it, you know what I mean? It's been working for me, and you know, as a result of that, I get a bit of freedom from, not all the time, not a lot of the time, but I do get these glimmers now of that, you know what I mean, of freedom in my head, freedom from my mad thinking. You know, this has been kind of like, this is another thing I wanted to say quickly, you know, when I come into recovery last time, I was like, it was all on my terms, it was half measure. I never really understood that half measure thing. I come back in white, and I was like, I know I'm going to get asked to do the speaker meeting, but I'm not going to fucking do it. One day, you know what I mean? I'm telling you now in my head, I'm not going to do it. If I get asked to do other meetings, I do. I'm not going to do it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it. And, you know, today I know I need to go to any lengths if I want to stay clean and alive. You know what I mean? And if it means putting myself on offering, putting myself through a bit of self-obsession, which is, you know, I know is like at the centre of what's wrong with me. Do you know what I mean? If I don't like face up to this stuff, man, you know what I mean? I might as well like go out and use that. Do you know what I mean? Someone's done this for me, and that's how it works. You know what I mean? But I hope someone's got to say it. Might have been a little bit all over the gaff, but I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be here, and thanks, Mick, for asking me to come down and share. Cheers.